I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. We've got kind of a nifty milestone here today regarding an important sport fish on the largest freshwater lake in the world. I'm talking lake trout, and I'm talking Lake Superior. I'll tell you more about this landmark turning point that fisheries managers recently declared when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Following decades of rehabilitation efforts by multiple jurisdictions, native lake trout populations have been fully restored in Lake Superior. That's the message the Great Lakes Fishery Commission's Lake Superior Committee announced last month on November 20th in marking this major milestone in fisheries management and conservation. In the mid-1900s, lake trout populations declined to extremely low levels in Lake Superior thanks to overfishing and the devastation wrought by the non-native predatory sea lampreys. Through the 1954 Convention on Great Lakes Fisheries, Canada and the United States formed the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission. It was tasked with controlling sea lampreys, managing fisheries, and restoring lake trout populations across the Great Lakes. It's taken 7 decades, but it's worked. The commission estimates that the naturally reproducing population of lakers in Superior today is higher than it was prior to the sea lamprey invasion in 1938. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.